And we had that. And I did I tell you about when my daddy went to the service?
Okay.
You got that?
No, I don't want you telling about it.
Well, that was in World War One.
Okay.
And I had, that was 1919, let's say, it was. And I was born in 1920. And so I was, my mother had me in the bed with her. And I was a little baby. I was seven-month baby. And she would, they came and taken my daddy away. Chicken pox got out. And I had, my mother said, I had one chicken pox on me right up here. And so they came and taken my daddy away to the pet house, they called it, way back into the mountains.
Why they do that?
They take them away from home and quarantine the house.
Oh, so who had the chicken pox? He did?
He had the chicken pox.
Oh, so did
my mother taking it and I taking it. I was the baby. And the other grown children taking it. But it was a white lady lived over the hill from us. And she used to slip in at night and take care of my mother and us and cook for us. She was a good lady. She was a poor lady, but she was good. And she washed our clothes and put them on the line and everything, you know. And
so it made you real sick?
Oh, I was sick, and a lady came to stay with my mother. My mother said, I wasn't this long. Said they had me in a shoebox. Said a lady came, and an aunt came and said, I'm gonna raise this baby. And so she said, we called her Aunt Pat. She said, Aunt Pat, she ain't live. She said, yes, she is gonna live. So you watch and see.
She brought you.
She took care of me, and she was crazy about me until she passed.
What about you said your father?
My daddy didn't register. And you know how some black folks here, because he had a big family, and he didn't register. But they went down there and reported him. And the army came out there and got him. And so they brought him and put him in jail in Anniston. And so my daddy, my aunt, she got a lawyer and down here, and she, you know, got the lawyer. And the lawyer came to the jail and talked to my dad.
You don't remember the lawyer's name? You don't remember them saying who he was?
They didn't say who he was.
Okay.
And so he told him, said, tonight when you go to bed, my daddy had real curly hair, just great big locks of curls. They were a lot of Indian men.
Oh, okay.
And they had hair so long, because my hair used to be like this. I had long hair. But my sister, I have a sister now, she got hair comes all the way down to here. And all of us had good hair. And so he told him, said, you know them pillows, them feather pillows? Say, I want you tonight, when you're going to court tomorrow, and I want you tonight to empty that pillow and put your head in that, them downs in the pillow, and then just do it like that, you know, where the down just went all in them locks of curls. And so my daddy, he was sitting up there, and they had him there. My mother was there too, she said. And my Aunt Frances, Aunt Hattie, and all of them was there. Aunt Hattie, the one, got the lawyer for him. So the judge looked around and said, oh, so ain't no need of y'all bothering this man. Said, look at this man. This man got more gray hair than I got. They turned my daddy loose. And the army was going to bring him back out there. No, he got on the highway. He walked back out there.
So why did the lawyer help him? Did he know that how many kids he had? Did he understand?
Yeah, he knew about it. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And he helped him. Mm-hmm. And he was a white lawyer. Mm-hmm. He helped him.
That's good. Uh-huh. So we did get some help. We had to have
some help. Some,
every now and then.
You know, you had to get some help.
Especially with the amount of kids.
Uh-huh. So my dad and them, they used to sit over in there. In the pasta, mm-hmm. and have their little bottle and mm-hmm. drink.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were sitting out there drinking, and then, but my daddy never let us see it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He did, him and a white fella and, mm-hmm. And another black man was sitting out there drinking. So the police slipped up on him and got him.
Oh, no, got him again.
Brought him out of the jail. And so my daddy said, call Mr. Arthur Booth. Booth said, why don't we just wait for trial days? No, Tom, I don't want to wait for Friday. Wait for Friday. Friday is hanging day.
Hanging day. Now, I don't understand. What is hanging
day? They used to hang you on Friday, they say.
Hang the blacks on Friday?
Oh, that's what they say.
Oh.
Said, Friday is hanging day. Said, I don't want to be down there Friday.
Oh. So y'all stayed away from the jailhouse or down in that area.
You ain't wrong. You better stay away.
So when you went to, I guess down here, did you ever work in any industry or anywhere down here before you actually went to New York?
No, nothing but just housework. Mm-hmm. That's all I did.
You did with your mm-hmm. housework and everything?
Yes, I did. I worked at, I worked at Folk McClellan.
Oh, did you?
At the officer club.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was the salad girl. I made all the salads and things like that. My sister, she was a cook, and I was took care of the salads. Uh-huh. We worked out there.
All women were in there?
It was men's too.
Cooking?
Uh-huh. Men mostly did the cooking, but my sister, she was the cook, the cakes and pies and things like that.
Do uh-huh. you remember? If the men got paid more than you did, yeah. Did you even talk about it, or understood?
We didn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. 'Cause we started out there making $12.50 a week.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Back
and
then.
that was $12.50, and that was $25.50 a month. We started, and mm-hmm. so we would mostly work nights because I would go to school in the day, and I'd go out there and work at night, but we'd have to bring it home to Mama.
How old were you then?
I was about 18 years old.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But we'd bring our money home to her.
That mm-hmm. helped out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd have to help out. Yeah. And I we would have some good times because they were nice to us out there. And we would come home, and then we'd get the bus and go back out there
mm-hmm.
and work. But after that, Folk McClellan closed.
Oh.
And so I didn't...
They didn't call it. What was the name of it then?
It was Camp McClellan.
Oh. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else that you can remember as far as you didn't? Well, I know it was hard during the Jim Crow time.
Oh, yes, it was hard.
Do you remember anything in the newspaper? Was there anything, or did you remember any gatherings that was going on at that time?
Well, I do remember that these Adams started. You know, these Adams started the Adams started after the black folks. Now, the Adams had been friends with the black folks.
Now, Adams were white.
And they were white.
Mm-hmm.
But now, all the Adams wasn't mean. They mm-hmm. were, they weren't mean because mm-hmm. one of the bus drivers, he was an Adams, one of the Adams brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But he was good. And mm-hmm. then they say the mother and the father was good and everything. But this Adams, he started, Dr. Nelson came in here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a black doctor. He was down here on Cobb
mm-hmm.
and 15 something Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a good doctor. before he was a good doctor.
That's why, that's who all the blacks went to?
Uh-huh. They would go to Dr. Nelson, Dr. Rogers, or Dr. Jackson. And but Dr. I'd taken sick, and Dr. Nelson got Dr. Denton to take care of me, because Dr. Denton had, he was a white doctor. Dr. Nelson didn't operate on me or nothing.
Oh, okay. So,
so he was friends. He came in here with Dr. Denton, you know. And so, but they was, oh, but the white doctors wasn't so bad. They was okay, because I remember one day I carried my baby to Dr. Watson, and I didn't have no money. And I said, "Doctor, I don't know what I'm going to do because I don't have the money." He said, I said, "I can't buy the medicine for the baby." He said, "Well, if you just rest your mouth, I'll take care of that."
Oh, good.
He said, "I will call." They had a drugstore up on North Nova. He said, "I'll get my son to bring that medicine out to that baby." And so he did, and he did that. And, but Dr. Nelson, he was, Dr. Nelson, see, Adams had a filling station out here, and they sold gas to the black sharp men and things, you know.
Black sharp men.
That worked at the shop,
oh.
Pipe shops, you
oh,
know.
Oh, okay.
And so then he put up a sign, white only.
Oh, so he stopped after the Jim Crow time came.
They started him with that, you know. And so Kenneth Adams, and so they took in he Dr. Nelson didn't know it, and he stopped out there. And he run out there to hit Dr. Nelson with something. He didn't want no niggas there, nothing, you know. Honey, Dr. Nelson told him up. Dr. Nelson messed him up. And so one went out to fish, and they'd go fishing, you know, and they find out where the black fish. They would go out there and interfere with them. So one man, he was out there fishing, and he made him, got his gun and made him jump in the water.
Made
the black man. That black man is living right now. And he made him jump in the water.
For him to drown?
And the man got out, and he took and he came all the way to Anniston and got his gun. And he came back, his wife was driving, and he got out and shot him and made him jump in the water, too.
Did he?
That's right. He sure did. He did it. Well, Adams, he did Adams.
Did he die?
No, he didn't die. He messed around and got out of there.
Oh, yeah, both of them got out.
But they didn't do a thing to that man about it.
No.
They didn't do nothing to him. Because one night I worked on 12th Street. I cooked down there at, it was Fonda's Drive-In. And we heard the horn blowing, you know. And my brother, he was standing out front because he had come to pick me up to take me home because it was about 11 or 12 o'clock at night. And he was, they were standing out and they said, "Here come the Ku Klux." Here they was, old Kenneth Adams sitting up in there with that old big thing on him and this sheet all over him, you know. And
but
everything.
Y'all knew who he was?
Yeah, we knew who he was. And so he would, he got out and he made a speech, you know. He stopped and they he made a speech. He wasn't going to have no niggas going to school with his children and all that stuff. That they just say what you want to. And so they just went on.